Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And a number of calls already. Got more to go, so we're going to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Walter's in Dover.
Walter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Quick question for you. Well, actually, I got two questions.
Sure.
I have a giant wisteria on the back of my house. It's on the southern part of the house. It's been there about 20 years. I planted it myself, and it's gigantic, and it covers my whole deck. This year, and when it blooms, I take pictures every year, and it blooms about May 17th. No blossoms this year on the whole thing. None. And it was late coming in. The leaves finally came in. It's all in now. But what do you think is the problem?
So I think it's a problem that's been causing a lot of plants to do the same across New England, is the weather fluctuation that we've had this season. And it starts all the way back in January. When we had that really cold patch where record lows hit up on Mount Washington, it was like negative 150 degrees at one point up there. That's what started a lot of this, because we got such crazy cold. And previously we had had warmer temperatures. And then on top of that, a little bit later, our plants started to warm up again, because we had a warm patch in, end of March into April. And what happened was a lot of our plants started to wake up. The sap, in essence, in the plant started to flow throughout the plant. But what happened is as it starts going, and then we have some really cold weather, it shocks the plant completely, which a lot of those times is it's at the beginning of the season where the buds are forming and how they are, getting into it. And what it'll do is it'll slow down the plant's production. The plant will be shocked in such a way that it won't want to produce the flowers, because it's just worrying about surviving the way the temperatures have been. So I can tell you it's nothing you did. It's all Mother Nature. And it really had to do with the fluctuations in temperatures up and down, cold-wise, etc. And then having random days where it's like 80, 90 degrees, and then within a week it's in the 30s and 40s. So that had a lot to do with it everywhere. Not just, you know, it's something that I've seen. I can't even count how many times with the amount of questions I've had when it comes into the garden center or just in general. It's a lot to do with that.
Wow, interesting. Quick question, another question. I have, first off, I lost all of my fruit trees. I guess we had a frost or something. I have peaches, pears, plums, all gone. But I have something that's called gall on my plum trees, and I'm told that there's absolutely no way to stop this.
So the flowering plum or the fruiting plum?
It's fruiting plum, yes.
So is it like a black color to it?
Yeah, and what I do is I cut off 6 inches, I cut off and throw it and burn it. But I don't. It's going to take over the whole. I've had to cut them down in the past. It's terrible. They tell me at my garden center says there's nothing you can do.
Well, you know, it's called black knot, right? It's a fungus that really affects that style tree.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. That's what it is. Yeah.
And so what happens is in the early spring, the spores are released in the late spring, early summer during the wet weather. So about, you know, this week, basically in essence, it's going to release these spores to other areas. So that's why they're saying it's not, you know, there's no real way to control it. The thing is, if you get it early enough, you can control it. It's just, there's no, like, spray. The spray isn't going to just take care of it, right? There's lots of different time frames that you need to do it. So, if it's on the branches, you're going to notice these galls usually into the fall and into the winter. You're starting to see where the leaf has fallen. It's causing this canker, this gall all over it. A lot of people will then cut that down. And as you said, 6 inches below, right? So you don't get it underneath, but you have to get it at the right time, right? Usually early spring is the time to cut it back. Right now is not the time to cut it back, especially because what could happen with the wet weather we've been having, moving that gall around, shaking the plant, cutting it, those types of things can actually release some of those spores everywhere, causing it to more damage on other areas. You know, it's... The other thing is every time you make a cut on a spot to clean it out, you're actually supposed to clean the pruners. Right. So the pruners need to be washed and cleaned, etc. So that's another thing on it. The sprays, you could use the fruit tree spray, but it's not guaranteed that it's going to work. Right. The fruit tree spray is that's the name of it. It's just called fruit tree spray. Right. So it's not like I'm not naming it something else. So it is fruit tree spray and you can use it. Right? It can be used on fruit trees, but it's not a cure-all. It's not something that just fixes everything on it. So, up to you on how you want to do it, the eradicating. You also got to clean all the leaves out in the fall. Like, you got to make sure that the leaves don't stay, the leaves don't get composted, leaves have to be gone. That's another thing to it, because it can overwinter that way. There's not like a end-all cure-all for it. It's just more prevent it from moving on and doing more damage, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's very, very easy to see on the tree, even with the full leaves on it. So tell me if this would be a correct assumption that in the fall, I burn all the, when I cut them, I burn them. I was told to burn them.
Yep.
Should I trim it back in the fall when all the leaves are gone and cut off all of the gall? Well, I call it gall. I don't know, but it is called black knot, I think, what you said earlier.
Yep.
So would that be a good idea to trim it off in the fall or wait until the spring and let it stay up there all winter?
Well, so you do want to cut it back when the tree starts to go dormant, right? So you can do it in the late fall into winter. That's
okay.
The best time to do it because it's the easiest to find, easiest to see everything.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, you know, 6 inches below, you can go 4 inches below the gall if you wanted to, but 6 works, right?
Yeah.
The other thing you'd want to be doing is looking some sort of fungicide to spray the plant with, like a infuse. You know, copper fungicide is only going to do so much to it, an organic, but a fungicide like a infuse is systemic, so it'll get into the plant and translocate that way. You do have to spray it multiple times, and you do need some of the leaf cover to be on there. So that's what I would look for. But getting rid of the gall is step one. It's preventing and cleaning is step two.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend. You were very, very helpful today. I appreciate it.
No problem, Walter. You have a great rest of your day.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone number 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Peter's in Pennsylvania.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm having a problem with corn. I put some Serendipity and Incredible in, but it's been about 2.5-3 weeks, and it's just starting to poke through. I don't know if it's from the weather or the corn.
Okay, so you say it's been 2.5-3 weeks, so we're at about 21 days or so?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it had something to do with the weather.
Yeah.
And the way it's been going. It's just all over the place, temperature-wise.
It's been so dry here and windy and cool in the mornings, you know.
Yeah, so I think that has a lot to do with it. It's so the same thing kind of happens with grass seed. Right? Where if we don't have some of the right conditions and the conditions are just all over the place, it just doesn't work out, what will happen is the germination rate slows down.
Yeah.
Right? So I want to say that a lot of it has to do with that.
Yeah.
Based on what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, because the weather dictates everything. And the wind and less water will dry the ground out a little bit more and a little bit easier, which will then, from there, cause the seed to slow down.
Yeah, I've been watering every morning because it's so dry.
Yep. But what's happening, too, is with that wind, with the dry, it's drying it out a little bit easier versus just the normal way. So I think that has a lot to do with it. I'd continue doing what you're doing.
Okay.
I think once we get some weather that sticks to a pattern versus just going all over the place, I think you'll notice a huge difference in the way the plant starts to develop.
Okay.
So
could I hit it with some fertilizer?
Well, I think that would definitely help it because, you know, it's going through something, and that's what the protolyzer is there for, is to help when a plant has, you know, an issue. It's going to work with, you know, the fertilizer that's there. So I definitely think I would be adding it to it because this is a time where it needs something extra. So 100% I'd be adding it to it.
All right. Okay, and one more question about peas and beans. Could I hit them? But they're starting to bloom, some of the peas, and I think it won't be long and the beans will be blooming. Could I hit them with like a bloom booster or something?
Yeah, no, that sounds like a great idea because what it's going to do is when the blooms are starting... And are they, you know, like they are for you, what happens is that bloom booster knows that it's meant to go towards that part of it, not towards more root development, etc.
Okay.
So I'd be all for it because if you were to do it before it's blooming, before anything along those lines is happening, it might just produce more roots versus more production in the flowers. So I think if this is the perfect time to do it if you're going to do it.
All righty. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that'll do me.
All right, Peter. I appreciate the phone call, and you have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too, Patrick.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, the sun is starting to peak out a little bit, but I don't think we're going to get much of it today in the next few days. Lots of rain, etc. So get used to it for a few days. But realize it's the cool temperature. Some of our tropical type plants might not be enjoying it, right? Some of your mandevillas, your diplodenias, some of those house plants that are outside in the when the temperatures hit below 50, it could be affecting them a little bit the long term, slowing them down. So just keep that in mind. It's not always just about the frost. It's about the changes in the temperatures and the fluctuations that we had. I think it was like a 30-something degree difference between Friday and Saturday. Anyways, if you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. Officials in India say rescue operations for survivors of a major train crash have come to an end. Railway workers are now focused on clearing the tracks. More than a dozen migrants from South America were taken to a California church by private plane. California Governor Gavin Newsom working with the Department of Justice to find out who paid for their travel expenses and if any crimes were committed. A county sheriff in Maryland accused of renting out machine guns. Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins says he wants to be tried separately from the gun owner he partnered with. A four-year-old girl survived a fall from a third-story window in Brooklyn, New York. She only has a broken leg. Set designers for the new Barbie movie needed so much pink paint, they apparently caused a worldwide shortage. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in Falmouth.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Pastor. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How can we help you?
Terrific. About 3 years ago, I bought a hydrangea plant. It was like in a 2-gallon bucket, and I planted it in full sun, and it seemed like the first year was fine. The second year, I didn't get as many flowers, and it grew a little bit. But this year, there were more stalks, less flowers, and the leaves have turned brown and crisp, and they just fall right apart. So I try to cut back all the dead leaves, and on the stems of those leaves, there's all kinds of spots that I have on there. So after cutting everything all up, the bush is only like about a foot high, and it might have a potential of maybe a couple flowers, and that's it. Is there any way I can save this? And maybe what's going wrong?
So do you know what color flower is the
It's a blue
hydrangea when it's blue? Okay, yes. And how much sun does it have a day, would you say?
Full sun.
Okay. So one of the things could be it has a little bit too much sun. Some of the blue need partial shade to help it produce, because it gets too hot, and what will end up happening is it dries out quicker, doesn't allow to focus on the flowers, etc. So I think that has a little bit to do with it. I think it's savable. The plant is definitely savable. It takes a little bit... for it to, it's going to take some time is what I mean. It's not going to be just a little bit. It's going to take some time for it to come back to where it needs to be. So, work on fertilizing it using if you want to use a slow release, you can use like a Holytone. If you want to give it a boost now and then give it boost throughout the season, a couple times, you could use a 10-10-10. Right, so okay. That 10-10-10, you don't need a lot of it, but what it'll do is it'll help boost the plant a bit. And you can actually use this, two or three times throughout the season, 6-week intervals. And it's going to break down, go into the root system and help build it. And just realize we're trying to build it for next year. We're not really, we kind of can't focus on this year because this year, with a lot of the damage, it probably affected some of the blooms for the season. But that's okay. The plant's still okay.
Yep.
I would also look at, in the fall or early next spring, look at moving the plant to an area where it gets a little bit of shade. Just a little bit. Not tons of shade, but just a partial shade. I mean, you could even, plant something next to it that's going to give it a little bit of shade, right? But the idea is they do like to have some of that because it slows down the way they process the water. It slows down the way they just in general.
Because I put Holytone in the spring, and I try to water it in like every 3 days.
Perfect. So the thing is when it's in full sun, what'll happen is it can dry out a little bit quicker than normal. The brown and black leaves that you're having on there, I think has a lot to do with the temperature fluctuations. Because it's been all over the place. It hasn't just been, a steady temperature. And it has to do with the extreme drops in temperature, right? So we've had some 80s and 90s, and then the next day or 2 days later, it's in the 40s. So there's a lot of shock going on these plants. So that Holytone's good. That's a slow release. It's got slow release nitrogen in it. So that would be good for the season. I would look at using maybe a liquid fertilizer. You could use like a Neptune's Harvest.
Okay.
You could use something along those lines to give it a boost during the growing season.
Okay.
Because the Holytone is going to give it, fertilizer in the spring, but what it's also going to do is it's a slow release. It's not that fast release that like a liquid form would do.
Okay.
Okay. So I think that's going to help.
So it sounds like I'm savable, too?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you for the good news.
No problem.
Have a wonderful day.
You too, Paul. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, if you're planting some containers up right now that the weather is on the part where we're not going to get frost, so you're going outside, you're planting up those containers, you need to make sure you choose the right potting soil. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains all the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and outs for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of the complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Holytone. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So yeah, the temperatures are a little bit crazy. They're fluctuating all over the place. The mornings are cooler. The days are warmer. That's spring for you, right? But we need to... start just getting ready to bring stuff outside if you haven't already, or starting to plant up. We're there. We're really there. It's just the up and down temperatures just aren't great. I think it's worth putting your plants outside. Some of the things that I wouldn't do would be putting some of your house plant types out there on its own. I would look at more of a annuals, some of those products, those plants versus the ones that are used to really hot, humid. And that's what our houseplants want. They want the humidity. They want those types of things. So definitely keep an eye on the temperatures for those. But annuals could go out. And that's where that container mix comes in. The best mix to start the plant is how you want to get your plants off and running, right? You want to get them started the right way. Another thing that we should be doing, and I know it's just rained, but this is a good time to do it. Use a product like Hydrotane or Soil Moist with your plants. Because inevitably, we're going to go into a drought. We're technically in a drought already, even though it's rained, right? But the fact of the matter is getting ahead of it is where we want to be. So using a Hydrotane in the lawn, the garden, the vegetable garden, is going to cut down your watering throughout the season. It works better when, you know, it's watered in. It pulls the moisture in. It works better also when it's done prior to a drought, right? Because it stores up this energy and puts it to the plant when it needs it and where it needs it. Same thing with Soil Moist. It gets watered in. It turns into those giant crystals. And then it slowly seeps into the soil as needed. Needs to be watered in. It needs to happen before you get into drought conditions because then it just won't do what it's looking to do. So please keep that in mind this season. It's something to do ahead of time. Don't do it when it's too late, you know, late in the season. Do it now, right? Just keep that in mind as the season progresses, because honestly, it is something we need to think ahead. So Hydrotane, you can use in the lawn in granular form. You can use it in a liquid form, hose end version. And then Soil Moist has a ton of different options, right? Different granules, some will have fertilizer, some will not. But all these things need to be done ahead of time. Get it done so that you're not doing it and reacting. You're being proactive versus reactive. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're over halfway through the show. Plenty of time for you to call. Open lines. If you have some questions, we're here to help you out as much as possible. Like we've been saying a few times, take a look at the lawn. Preventative type maintenance. We've seen all the rain that's been happening. We know that there could be an issue along the lines of, funguses in the lawn, funguses on your plants. So look at saying, all right, I'm going to do something to prevent this. I'm going to use like a infused product in the soil because I need to, protect my investment. I need to make sure it's taken care of. So think about that as well. Think about spraying some of your vegetables, right, with a copper fungicide or a Revitalize to help prevent any of this from happening. Being ahead of it is the way to go. The other thing we should be looking at when it comes to our vegetable garden is thinning out some of the leaves on our peppers, our tomatoes, our eggplants, some of those things. Because what happens is, what happens is with the humidity that will come after some of this rain, it will cause some of those diseases to form. So keep that in mind, right? Looking at those types of things ahead of time can prevent and take care of your plants going forward. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, there's tons of time to be putting plants in. It's also still plenty of time to be putting a lawn down. A lot of you might be thinking, oh, it's over. The lawn season's over. It's June. No, that's not the case. You can still put it down. You can still water it in. I'm still working on the front yard to put the loam out so I can put seed down. So there's definitely time. You know, we're cutting it close, but there's definitely time. So keep that in mind. Now we're going to hit a break here. If you have some questions, you can call us. We have plenty of open lines. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a couple calls on the line, so we're going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Cheryl's in Lansing.
Cheryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you again for taking my call. You've been always so helpful. I'm in a bit of a panic. I have two semi-dwarf peach trees. One's the Reliance and the other's the Alberta. And this is their third year with me. And they're doing great and bearing fruit. But a bit of a panic. I went out looking at the peaches and on the leaves, not on the bark, but on the leaves, there's this alien-looking thing. It's like a... And it looks like a fungal of some sort. It's twisting the leaves, and I'm afraid to touch it. But it looks like, I want to say a gall. But yep. Something like that is just on the leaves so far. Excuse me.
And which plant is it again? I'm sorry.
It's a semi-dwarf peach tree. I believe the one I'm looking at right now is the Alberta.
Okay.
The other one doesn't have anything yet.
Now, is it, you said it's on the leaves, is like the upper side, like upper part, like yellow, and then the rest of it has like a, it's almost like the leaves have curled completely.
Yeah, they're not really yellow yet or anything.
Okay.
They're green still, but whatever this canker is or whatever it is, it is causing it to twist on itself. And like I said, it just looks almost alive, but it's not. It is like a fungal looking thing, and it's almost like it's attached itself to the leaf.
And now, what color is it? Did you say
the fungal thing?
Yeah,
it's has a green undertone, but then on the top of it is a reddish color.
Okay.
I'm trying to look online. I haven't seen
it. Yeah. So there is a lot of times peach leaf curl can form this way, and it causes the leaves to turn red, form like these little blisters, and then kind of turn, that type of thing. Peach leaf curl, which is what's going on. That's identical to what it sounds like to me, right? So a couple things we can look at. The wet spring is what does this. It allows the fungus to survive. So usually it's best to do it as a preventative. So I would look for you to do a preventative early spring next year, late winter routes, right? So just as the tree is starting to produce leaves, etc., right? That's the best time to treat it going forward. That's going to help it for the longevity of it. But as of right now, we need to control what's going on. And so by doing that, we're going to look to use one of two products. You could be using fruit tree spray from Bonide, right? So fruit tree spray is a good product that it will take care of disease and insects as well. You don't have an insect at this point, but it's an all-around type. You could also use the product and the concentrate on Funganil, right? So Funganil is a spray that also from Bonide. So this is the fruit tree spray is best to do multiple times throughout the season. It right on the container itself will actually say, use this only X amount of times for specific symptoms. And you only have leaf curl.
Yeah.
So I don't see it as a something that you're going to need to use like an insecticide or something else. We're just looking straight fungicide.
Okay.
So Funganil has it right on the package. The fine print on the back, it'll tell you need to, it will do leaf curl. What I want you to do, I want you to hang tight with me. I know it'll be a few minutes, but I want to go over how to use it, when to use it, because there's a little bit to it. If you could hang tight with me, that would be great. For everybody else, the phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.